1212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
I want to know if you've ever been the victim of road rage. I want to hear from you because some of the stories are just outrageous.
Like, you see them in the news all the time. I mean, now that there's dash cams available and iPhones, obviously.
Yeah.
A lot of it's getting recorded these days.
Yeah, and sometimes even by the perpetrators. And the reason this has come up is because last year you and I heard the story of a couple of blokes out of Australind who live streamed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, themselves.
Yeah.
Speeding up next to a car, hanging out the side of it and smashing the car with a baseball bat, right?
Yeah, idiots.
We could not believe that that was even happening. Why you would live stream yourself doing that to someone else.
Yeah, they just did it off their own Facebook.
And, like, disgusting that you would even do that. It's beyond me. But anyway, those two blokes have been sentenced to prison, 9 months each.
No.
Yeah,
they got 9 months each.
Yeah,
that's more than what most meth dealers get. Well, 9 months for road rage?
They also, there was one of them copped another 6 months on top of that, and the other one copped another 12 months on top of that as well. And then the one that was driving has lost his driver's license for 18 months.
To be honest, knowing the legal system, they'll just appeal that and they'll be out anyway.
Right? So, yeah, and I just, like, it blows my mind. It absolutely boggles my mind that goes on the
road. good on the judge for sentencing them to prison for that, because, I mean, the people that were in that other car, regardless of what happened beforehand, was it's just wrong. People could have died.
And that's the thing that I want to get at this morning, is the lead up to that situation, what thought process you went to get to that point in time. I just cannot fathom. So I want to hear from people in WA.
Yeah.
Have you been the victim of road rage? Like, what happened? And how did it get to that point? Like, I've been the victim of it once, but it was pretty minor, right?
See, I'm like a road rager in my own car. Like, I never wind down the window or flip the bird or anything.
No.
But I'm screaming at Joanne for not using her blinker and when she's going around the roundabout, right?
Yeah, and someone has, like, wound down their window and yelled at me, and that, like, they were a meth head. They were flying all over the road, like, yelling at everyone as they went past. So I was like, whoa, just eyes straight ahead. You just keep
Don't look.
Yeah. But 13, 12, 16 this morning, if you've been the victim of road rage, we want to hear from you.
Good morning, Mark from Kalgoorlie. Now, do you have a road rage story for us?
Yeah, I do. It happened years ago now, but I was driving in Sydney.
Yeah.
And I had my dogs in the back seat behind me, and I had my window down because it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I pulled up at a set of lights, you know, thumb in bum, mind in neutral.
Yeah.
And next thing, this guy's grabbed me by the throat.
What?
Whoa.
And he's screaming about cutting him off, and next thing, one of my dogs in the back's grabbed him by the arm.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And he's carrying on. The dogs bit him. There's blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And he called the police on me.
Whoa. What?
And so I got my dog put into the dangerous dog category.
No.
What?
Yeah.
And so, but what did the cops say about him sticking his arm through and choking you?
They charged him with assault and charged me with having a dangerous, uncontained dangerous dog in the car.
Oh, wow.
So we both got in trouble.
I mean, my Louis is not dangerous at all. Like, he's a boxer. He's very, very placid. But I tell you what, if someone were to grab me or go anywhere near me and he thought that there was danger, he would definitely turn into a dangerous dog.
Yeah.
Well, are you serious?
Yeah. So what was his reasoning? He reckons you cut him off. So he thought he'd just choke you out.
Yeah. He just got out of the car and went off.
Bloody Sydney drivers, I'll tell you what, Barry. I'm just going to put it there. Sydney.
Yeah, I just do not get how people arrive at this destination of, like, oh, yeah, he's swerved in front of me, so you know what I'll do is I'll reach out of the car and I'll choke him. Like, that's just...
Be honest, though, Mark, did you just let your dog, like, have a go?
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.